Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Thank you for calling Hobby. This is Jerry.
Hi, Jerry. My name is Ron. I'm not sure if you're the person who I should be speaking with, but I had a unfortunate situation happen in the store last night, and I need to talk to somebody about it.
Yeah, well, I'm the manager here, so what's going on?
Okay, good. Well, here's what happened. My son wanted to get some blue chalk for an art project that he was doing.
Okay.
Okay. And when we took a look in the chalk area, your store didn't have the shade of blue that he wanted, so typical kid fashion, he kind of freaked out a little bit, you know?
Right.
Right, yeah. So he screamed and cried and threw a tantrum right there in the middle of the store.
Okay.
Yeah, and at one point, he even dropped his pants and did a number two and then ran off and hit it somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah.
Wait, so he did what?
He went to the bathroom on the floor and then hit it somewhere in one of your aisles.
And you said he did this last night?
Yeah. And I'm not sure if any of your workers found it or told you about it.
At this Hobby?
Correct.
This happened last... Do you know what area it was in or where? Because we need to get this out of here if it's going to start stinking or anything like that.
Yeah, and I'm assuming it's probably pretty unhealthy for people to have that just laying around.
Yeah, absolutely. We're probably dealing with some sort of health violation.
Yeah. Well, okay, I don't know where he put it, but he is next to me right now and wants to apologize, and maybe he'll tell you where it is, because I can't get it out of him.
Can you get information from him first?
Well, I'll just put him on the phone, and maybe he'll tell you.
Okay, that's fine.
Okay, perfect. By the way, I should tell you, his name is Doodle, and he is an adult baby. I don't know if you've ever dealt with one of those.
An adult baby?
Yeah, he's a full-grown man, but he chooses to live his life as a baby. I'm his caretaker.
So can he talk?
Yeah, he can. So I'll put him on, and he feels bad.
Fine, just put him on.
Okay, hold on 1 second, I'll pass the phone over to him.
Hi.
Hello?
It's me, Doodle.
Hi, Doodle.
Hi.
So your caretaker mentioned you may have had an accident in the store? That's not funny.
Doodle did it. Doodle.
Okay, do you remember where
Doodle did a duty?
I got that you did a duty. I understand that, but where is it? Where did you put the duty?
It's a secret.
I don't care if it's a secret. It's a health violation. We have bathrooms.
Hello?
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 Yeah, what?
Excuse me, what just happened?
Doodle didn't give me any added information.
Well, what did you say to him? He's crying.
He's not crying.
Yes, he is. Did you hear him at the end of your conversation? He's crying, and how dare you make my son cry?
Your son, or whoever this is, you said he's an adult male, so that means it's not even a small amount of poop. So just, I need to know where it is so we can get
right.
It cleaned up.
Yes, but you obviously said something to hurt his feelings. He has feelings, you know.
I'm
going to put him on again, and you apologize.
No, I do
I'm
not
putting
want
him
to
on.
I do not want to talk to the adult baby.
Hey.
Doodle?
Doodle.
Listen,
Doodle.
Bud, I'm sorry if I upset you, but I'm getting upset here.
You're mad at Doodle?
Yes, I'm mad at you. I need you to tell me where this is so we can get it cleaned up, so someone doesn't get hurt. Or come in here and sue us, or slip, or whatever it is.
I'm mad at you.
Don't be mad at me. I didn't do anything.
Yell at Doodle.
Yes, I'm yelling at Doodle because you're a grown man pretending to be a baby who apparently took a shit in my store, and I have to... Can you put your caretaker on?
Hello?
Okay, this is not funny anymore.
This is not funny. You've made my baby cry twice now.
He's not a baby. You already told me he's an adult male. This is weird shit going on over there.
That's true, because this is a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brooke and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your employees Cody and Teresa set you up.
Oh.
They told me that they wanted to play a practical joke on you.
Oh, so, man.
There was no adult baby that went to the bathroom in your store that I know of.
Thank God. I mean, in all my years, I've never had to deal with something like that before. But I was going to just handle it like everything else.
Well, until you yelled at an adult baby, that was very disrespectful.
Yeah, probably shouldn't have done that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.